天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习十诫中的第六诫，不可杀人。这条诫命看似很简单，可是背后的确有非常大的争议和令人疑惑的地方。比方说，如果一个人犯罪的话，就不能够判死刑吗？如果一个人他用自卫的方式来伤害到别人，或者不小心杀害别人，那这是否会触犯律法呢？再说了，古时候犹太人他们都会用石子去丢那些犯罪的人，甚至他们按照律法把耶稣钉在十字架上，这不都在杀人吗？那这与第六条诫命不可杀人是否有冲突呢？好，那就让我们跟着麦克牧师一起来仔细学习这条经文的含义吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning into this broadcast.
非常感谢你收听我们今天的节目。
It is a great encouragement for us to know that you are listening on the other side.
知道你在收听节目，对我们是一个极大的鼓励。
And I hope that you will write to us so that we can be in contact with you and you with us.
我希望你可以写信给我们，好让我们彼此进一步的沟通。
We have been doing a series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
我们这一段一直在讲有关十诫的系列信息。
And today we come to the sixth commandment.
今天我们要讲的是第六条诫命。
The sixth commandment is one of the shortest.
第六条诫命是最短的一条。
You shall not kill.
不可杀人。
Why is the wording of this commandment so important?
为什么这条诫命的措辞如此重要呢？
Because there are eight words in the Hebrew language that are translated kill.
因为在希伯来语中有八个词可以翻译为杀人。
And yet the word that is used here in the sixth commandment is unique and seldom used anywhere else.
而在第六条诫命中所用的这个词是非常独特的，很少在别的地方使用过。
Why is this particular word used here?
为什么在这里要用这个特别的词呢？
Because the Bible makes a distinction between lawful killing and unlawful killing.
因为圣经要将合法的杀人与非法的杀人区分开来。
The word that is used for killing out of self-defense is different from the word that is used in the sixth commandment.
用于描述自卫杀人的那个词，与第六诫命中所用的这个词是不同的。
The word that is used for killing in times of war is different word again.
用于描述战争时期杀人的那个词又是另一个词。
They are all different from the word used here in the sixth commandment.
他们都与第六诫命中使用的这个词不同。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to murder in cold blood.
第六诫命特别指的是冷血的杀人。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to killing with passionate rage.
第六诫命特别指的是狂暴的杀人。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to killing unjustly.
第六诫命特别指的是非正义的杀人。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留意的听。
The sixth commandment does not apply to killing purely for self-defense.
第六诫命不适用于完全出于正当防卫的杀人。
There is another word for that.
对于这种杀人另有一词。
The sixth commandment does not apply to the killing of animals.
第六诫命不适用于宰杀动物。
There is another word for that.
它另有一词。
It does not apply to killing as in times of war.
它不适用于战争时期的杀人。
There's another word for that.
那也另有一词。
The sixth commandment is specifically directed to the taking of life unlawfully and unjustly.
第六诫命特别指的是非法不正义的夺取生命。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because it violates God's sovereignty.
因为这侵犯了神的主权。
Because he is the one who gives life.
因为神是赐生命的那一位。
And he alone can take life away.
只有他才能取走生命。
Because killing unlawfully robs God of his glory.
非法杀人掠夺了神的荣耀。
Some of you might be saying to yourself, I have never murdered anyone.
有些人也许会对自己说，我从未杀过任何人。
Well, most people don't see themselves as murderers.
是的，大多数人都不认为自己是杀人犯。
And that is why I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, verse 21.
因此，我想请你和我一起翻开马太福音五章二十一节。
This part of Matthew 5 is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音的这一部分也被称为登山宝训。
It is the greatest sermon ever preached.
这是所有的讲道中最伟大的一篇。
And it was preached by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他是主耶稣基督亲自宣讲的。
Here is what the Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣是这么样说的。
You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可杀人。
Anyone who murders will be subject to judgment.
又说凡杀人的难免受审判。
But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment.
只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
To those who say, I have never broken the sixth commandment, I want you to listen carefully.
对于那些人，他们说，我从来没有违背过第六诫命，我希望你留心听。
Jesus in Matthew 5 is telling us something of vital importance.
耶稣在马太福音第五章告诉我们一些非常重要的事。
He is saying that taking someone's life is murder, but also thinking of someone with murderous anger is equivalent to killing.
他的意思是，夺取人的生命是谋杀，但对人动了杀人般的怒气也等于杀了人。
The Bible says that if you break one commandment, you have broken them all.
圣经说，如果你违背了一条诫命，也就违背了所有的诫命。
So the only hope that we have is the forgiveness of sin by the Lord Jesus Christ, who kept all of the commandments perfectly.
因此，我们唯一的希望就是从主耶稣基督那里得到赦免。只有主完全地持守了所有的诫命。
The Lord Jesus is also saying something else.
主耶稣还讲到其他的一些事情。
At some point in our lives, all of us have become so angry at someone that we wish that they were dead.
在我们生命中的某一刻，都曾对某人非常的恼怒，以至于希望他死掉。
Jesus is saying that anger is a subtle form of murder.
耶稣是在讲，怒气是谋杀的一种很微妙的形式。
It might not kill the body.
他也许没有在肉体上杀人。
But it can kill the soul and the spirit of another person.
但他可以杀害另一个人的灵魂和精神。
Hatred towards somebody can cause just as much damage to the soul of that person as a gun would kill a body.
对某人的仇恨在他灵魂中所造成的伤害，就好像用枪去杀害他一样。
So what Jesus is saying in Matthew 5 is this.
所以耶稣在马太福音第五章讲的是，
He is saying that murder is like the fruit of the tree.
他说，谋杀就好比树上的果实。
And anger and hatred are the roots of the tree.
愤怒和仇恨则是树根。
fruit does not appear from a tree that is rootless.
没有根的树是结不了果实的。
So Jesus is telling us that when we deal with the root of anger in our lives,
耶稣是在告诉我们，只要我们能控制好生命中的怒气之根，
then the fruit will take care of itself.
那么树上的果实就会自然地得到控制。
Most often God is the only one who can see the roots of anger in our lives.
通常唯有神才能看到我们生命中怒气的根源。
Sometimes people cannot even see the root of anger in their own lives.
有时人们看不见自己生命中怒气的根源。
But God does.
而神能看见。
And he tells us that if we do not get rid of the root, sooner or later the fruit will show up.
神告诉我们，如果不除掉这根，那么果实迟早会长出来的。
And that is why the Bible speaks of the root of bitterness.
因此，圣经中提到了毒根。
Did it ever occur to you why the Bible does not speak about the fruit of bitterness?
你有没有想到过，为什么圣经没有讲到毒果呢？
It is because the roots are hidden from view.
那是因为根是隐匿而不为人所见的。
The roots are underground.
根藏在地下。
And because the root of bitterness is hidden from view, only you know about it.
因为毒根是隐匿而不为人所见的，所以只有你自己知道。
In Matthew 5, Jesus exposes the root of murder.
在马太福音第五章，耶稣揭露了谋杀的根源。
And he says, take care of the root before the tree begins to bear fruit.
他说，要在结果子日前处理好根。
My listening friend, please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请你非常留心听我下面所要讲的。
There are basically three forms of anger.
从根本上来讲，有三种形式的愤怒。
First, there is the repressed anger.
首先，有被压抑的愤怒。
Then the resentful anger.
其次，有不满的愤怒。
Finally, there is the revengeful anger.
最后，有复仇的愤怒。
Let's look first at the repressed anger.
先让我们来看看被压抑的愤怒。
What does repressed anger look like?
被压抑的愤怒是什么样式的呢？
Well, it's like Job.
就好像约伯。
Have you read the book of Job?
你读过约伯记吗？
Job kept on receiving bad news.
约伯不断得到坏消息。
But in spite of all of his bad news, he did not question God.
但尽管听到了所有这些坏消息，他并没有怀疑神。
And everybody was admiring Job.
每个人都佩服约伯。
But then came Job's comforters.
然后安慰约伯的人来了。
His so-called friends.
他那些所谓的朋友。
And his comforters came in and said to him, Job, you must have done something wrong.
安慰他的人前来对他说，约伯，你一定是做错了事。
You must have been so bad to get all of these bad things happen to you.
你一定是非常败坏，以至于所有这些不幸的事临到你。
At that point, Job's repressed anger flared up.
在那一刻，约伯被压抑的愤怒爆发了。
And instead of asking God why, he accused God falsely.
他没有问神为什么，却责怪神。
This is a repressed anger.
这就是被压抑的愤怒。
But then there is resentful anger.
其次是不满的愤怒。
There are people who never get over their resentments.
有些人总是无法克服他们心中的不满。
Resentful anger causes all kinds of depression.
不满的愤怒造成了各类的忧郁症。
Some of you might remember the older brother in the prodigal story in Luke chapter 15.
也许你们还记得路加福音十五章中浪子故事里的那个大儿子。
We have brought you a series of messages on that story.
根据这个故事，我们曾做过一个系列讲座。
The older brother did all of the right things.
那个大儿子行事为人无可指责。
But he had such repressed and resentful anger inside of him toward his rebellious brother.
但他内心里对反叛的兄弟有着很深的被压抑和不满的愤怒。
And when his brother repented and returned to his father,
当他兄弟悔改回到父亲家中，
the older brother was so angry that he would not go inside the house.
大儿子非常生气，甚至不肯进去。
Then there is a revengeful anger.
接下来是复仇的愤怒。
Those are the people who want to get even.
有人总是想伸冤报复。
In fact, the worse it gets for those people whom they hate, the happier they are.
事实上，他们所恨的人越倒霉，他们就越高兴。
But I would like to move from the problem of anger to solution for our anger.
现在我想从愤怒所带来的问题转移来谈谈解决愤怒的途径。
Let me give you three solutions to the anger problem.
我要告诉你解决愤怒问题的三种途径。
Number one,
第一
admit your anger.
承认你的怒气。
Number two,
第二
deal with your anger in the light of the word of God.
靠着神话语的光照来处理你的怒气。
Three,
第三
Control your anger God's way.
按照神的方式来控制你的怒气。
First, admit your anger.
首先，承认你的怒气。
Job had to come to the point of openly confessing his anger.
约伯不得不公开地承认自己的愤怒。
And until he came to that point, healing could not have begun in his life.
直到他走到了那一步，否则他的生命不可能开始得到医治。
Listen to what Job said in Job 7:11.
让我们来听听约伯在约伯记七章十一节所说的话语。
I will speak out in my anguish of my spirit. I will complain of the bitterness of my soul.
我不禁止我口，我灵愁苦，要发出言语，我心苦恼。要吐露哀情。
The Bible said, "Let your moderation be known to people, and your needs known to God."
圣经说，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，让神知道你们所需用的。
But many believers reverse this idea.
可许多基督徒所做的刚好相反。
They let all their needs known to people and reserve their moderation for God.
他们将自己一切的需要告诉众人，而只对神保留谦让的心。
They feel that they should not bother God.
他们觉得不应该麻烦神。
But they want to bother everybody else who would listen to them.
而是去麻烦那些愿意听他们诉说的人。
But the good news is Job confessed his anger to God.
令人欣慰的是，约伯向神坦诚自己的愤怒。
Because it is hard to deal with a problem if you don't admit it to God.
因为你如果不向神来坦诚，就很难解决问题。
Not because God does not know.
不是因为神不知道。
But he wants you to articulate it to him.
而是神愿意你向他清楚地陈述。
Why does he want you to confess your anger to him?
为什么神愿意你来向他坦诚自己的怒气呢？
Because he and he alone is the one who can truly empower you to overcome your anger problem.
因为只有神才能赋予你能力去克服你的怒气。
Somebody said,
有人说，
If you don't talk it out with the Lord, you will take it out on people.
如果你不向神来诉说，你就会向人发怨气。
Anger is not the problem.
怒气并不是什么问题。
Some anger very often is legitimate.
常常有些怒气是合理的。
It is a legitimate and natural expression of our emotions.
它是我们情感的一种自然合理的表达方式。
And that is why the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:26 said, In your anger, sin not.
因此保罗在以弗所书四章二十六节中说，生气却不要犯罪。
He does not say, don't ever get angry.
他并没有说不可生气。
No.
没有。
That would be unrealistic.
那是不现实的。
He said, when you get angry, be sure you don't sin.
他只是说，当你生气的时候，不要犯罪。
Secondly,
第二，
deal with your anger in the light of the Word of God.
靠着神话语的光照来处理你的怒气。
If you give yourself time to think through the cause of anger in the light of the Word of God,
如果你能够给自己时间，靠着神话语的光照来思想怒气的原因，
then you will respond to anger in a godly way.
你就可以按照神的方式来处理怒气。
If you allow the Word of God to put your mind in gear before you release the brakes of your mouth,
如果你能够在开口之前用神的话语使自己的思维运转起来，
you will find yourself responding to anger with constructive ways rather than destructive ways.
你将会发现自己可以采用建设性的方式而不是破坏性的方式来处理愤怒。
Listen to what James said.
请听雅各所说的。
Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
He did not say, don't get angry.
他并没有说，不要动怒。
He just said, be slow in the process of your anger.
他只是说，在你动怒的过程中要慢一点。
The third and the last thing is this.
第三也是最后一点。
Control your anger God's way.
按照神的方式来控制你的怒气。
The best way to control anger God's way is to force yourself to pray for the person who is the object of your anger.
控制怒气最好的方式，也就是神的方式，是让自己为你所恼怒的人来祷告。
Pray for that person who made you angry.
为那个让你生气的人来祷告。
I know that it is not easy.
我知道这不容易。
But when you ask God to enable you to pray for the person, He will do it.
但是当你求神帮助你为那个人祷告的时候，他一定会帮你。
I try always to begin my day with the words of the psalmist.
我总是尝试用诗篇作者的诗句来作为自己一天的开始。
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you.
愿我口中的言语、心中的意念在你面前蒙悦纳。
Then I go even one step further.
然后我会更进一步。
And say, let the words of my lips and the meditation of my mind be controlled by you, O Lord.
说主啊，愿我口中的言语、心中的意念为你所掌控。
And when God is in control of the words of your mouth and the thoughts of your mind and heart,
当神掌控你的口和心思意念的时候，
then they will be acceptable to him.
一定是在神面前蒙悦纳的。
Let me repeat those three things again before I conclude.
在结束以前，让我再重复一下这三点。
Admit your anger to God.
承认你的怒气。
Deal with your anger in the light of the Word of God.
靠着神话语的光照来处理你的怒气。
Control your anger God's way.
按照神的方式来控制你的怒气。
My listening friend,
亲爱的朋友，
do this and you will cut off the root of anger and bitterness in your life before a murderous fruit is produced.
这么做，你就可以在杀人的毒果长出来之前斩断怒气的毒根。
Until next time, I wish you God's strength and power.
愿神赐你他的力量。下次节目再会。
原来这里的不可杀人是指不正义的去夺取生命，与我们所理解的其他杀人的意思略有不同。看来在读圣经的时候真的要仔细的研究和查考。另外呢，也感谢麦克牧师的教导，让我们明白对人动怒也是杀人。求神的怜悯可以使我们控制内心的怒气，不被苦读所困扰，从而得到真正的怜悯。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们，我们下次再会。
生命使我在患难之中